What we all have to do is understand that we have a power inside of us to do so many phenomenal things. But we give our power away to people, to situations and things. And that power was given to us by something much bigger than us. And so we have to utilize that power. Remember, I told you, I grew up in a single parent household. Me and my father never had a good relationship. I called my father on the phone and I apologized to him. And he must have thought I was crazy at first because he was like, why are you apologizing to me? You ain't did nothing wrong. And I said, I did. I said, for years, I allowed you to have my power. I allowed the situation that we've been, I've been angry with you for years because I wanted you to be there. You promised me some things and you didn't get, but I understand now. If you could have given me those things, you probably would have. But you didn't because you couldn't. And so now I release any responsibility and I take back my power and I take responsibility for my life being successful. So once I did that, and then I understood that I never was in control of what he was or wasn't going to do. What I always was in control of is how I responded to what he was doing and wasn't doing. I can't control him. I can only control me. So I took the responsibility back. I took my control back. And then here's the thing is I had to continue to be disciplined. Because once I became disciplined, because I'm telling you, those things will rise up to where I feel like, oh, well, no, maybe he could. No, he couldn't. I'm taking responsibility. Or if he could, he didn't. But it's up to me to take my power to move up to my purpose.
That phone call you made, it sounds like for you it was so life-changing, but also for your father. What a grace to give him that you understood him and you could forgive him in some ways that he probably didn't expect.
Definitely. Okay, this is a problem, but remember, what can I learn from this? Now you start reframing it. Now you start looking at, okay, it's an opportunity for me to learn something from this. So my dad, it's an opportunity for me to learn, how do I want my kids' experience to be with me? That's what we all need to do. When we come up against any type of adversity, obstacle, it's an opportunity, but it's about reframing. And I'm not trying to say that it'll be easy.